Hiding is one of humanity's oldest responses to sin. After Adam and Eve disobeyed God, they became ashamed, covered themselves, and hid among the trees. God called to Adam, "Where are you?" God knew where Adam was. His question invited Adam to step into the truth. When we sin, we may hide from God in many ways. We avoid prayer because we feel unworthy. We stop reading scripture because we fear conviction. We withdraw from worship or Christian community. We keep ourselves busy so we do not have to think. We defend our actions. We blame other people. We repeatedly promise that we will confess later. Sometimes we hide behind religious activity. We serve, teach, give, or attend church while avoiding the truth God is bringing to our attention. Hiding may feel protective, but it deepens isolation. The gospel invites us out of hiding. Hebrews 4:16 says, "Let us therefore draw near with boldness to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and may find grace for help in time of need." Notice that scripture calls it the throne of grace. We do not approach God because our record is clean. We approach because Jesus Christ is our faithful high priest. Coming out of hiding does not mean publicly revealing every private sin or painful experience. Confession should be wise and appropriate. Some matters should be brought privately to God. Some should be shared with a mature pastor, mentor, accountability partner, counselor, or recovery leader. Some situations involving abuse, exploitation, threats, or criminal conduct require safeguarding, reporting, or professional intervention. Coming into the light does not mean abandoning wisdom, safety, or confidentiality. It means refusing to build our life around concealment. We can begin by naming what is true before God. Father, I have been hiding this. I have been defending my behavior. I have been blaming someone else. I have been afraid that you will reject me. I have been punishing myself rather than receiving your grace. God already knows the complete truth. Confession does not provide him with new information. It restores honesty within our relationship with him. We should also remember the difference between conviction and condemnation. Conviction is specific. It identifies what needs to be confessed and changed. Condemnation says, "You are worthless. Stay hidden. Nothing can change." Conviction draws us toward Christ. Condemnation drives us away from him. Romans 8:1 says, "There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus." No condemnation does not mean no correction. The Holy Spirit corrects us because we belong to God. He exposes sin so that we may receive cleansing and walk in freedom. Coming out of hiding may feel uncomfortable. We may experience grief, embarrassment, or fear. But we are not stepping into the presence of a Savior who delights in humiliation. We are stepping into the presence of Jesus who welcomed sinners, spoke truth, extended mercy, and called people into transformed lives. Peter came out of hiding after denying Jesus. The Samaritan woman allowed Jesus to speak truthfully about her life. Zacchaeus opened his home and changed his relationship with money. None of them were saved by maintaining an image. They encountered grace when the truth was brought into the light. You do not have to clean yourself up before coming to God. You come so that he may forgive, cleanse, restore, and transform you. Consider this question. What form of hiding keeps people from experiencing honest fellowship with God, and what truth of the gospel invites them back into the light?